Hatzricha b'yayim of the Mishlam Zimnei. If you have an Inish, the part of b'yayim of the Mishlam Zimnei, like, that's a shayla. Talking before and after is not a shayla, but on that day is a shayla. Rashi, v'huayim alay nesativ b'vayker. I'm alay nesativ b'vayker. Olav yechinon, p'nisua. Sachir bizmanoi nishba v'noitel sachu drama ban shvur alei mishun debal bayis harba parla v'halcha saichu mehemin b'shvur. Grashi. Sach bizmanoi nishba v'noitel mishun in shvur. Sim b'yayim shiyotzim lachtoi tavoi nishba shlokibo v'noitel shizeach manu nishba v'noitel m'sach shvur shidin l'cham shakluha l'shvur mibal bayis shidra sachir mishum. The Balabai is terrible part. Because Shnasan Chavera and really made a mistake. And if we allow the Sachir to swear and be take, Abba Alma, I feel B'yayim Zimnoi Nema Loima Praticha Kfar. So Rashi says, we see from here that Dafka is terrible part. But otherwise, we say is Nema to say Praticha. Rashi adds, "Ubeshvuos hesed shtu chom malmishen amoyd miktsas." That's the question over there. They ask, maybe in Shainim, that the shvuos hesed is chayim sakin meir of Nachman, meirchus before of Nachman. To Rashi has to throw in the shvuos hesed. But anyway, vina shvi it's mavur that in the game the mishlam machkol is nema. Amar Rabba, Amar Nachman, hay man the oigur lay base lechavi lesser shnin, because leishtara. Vamalei nekitas chameshnin mehemin. Rashi. Kosle lei mask l'secher shtar sheskir lei lesa shanam. Lei nechta b'shtar zman alach zman l'bolof nebezin v'am akfar darta ba chamesh shanim. Zayimer loy darti el shalosh. Mehemin v'al bayis d'karka v'chesk v'alari medes. Al kol dover d'var safik ha'bolof aneinu. He's considered muksik. Even though it's rented out, he's considered a mukhzik. We had Betzim had the name of Nachman before. He's considered a mukhzik. So Meila, he's Neman. Amalei Ravacha Medifta Ravina Amata Oisfei Meya Zuzi Bishtara. Amalei Paticha Palga Achanam Dim Himin. Tell me that, you know, so Shtar, the fact that Shtar says something, he could say, no, I, you know, part of it's the gone, or so. If you just can say 5 years are gone, why can't you say I paid 50% to the shtar? Amalei haki hashd hasam shtar luguvayin akoi imisa the pare iboyle lemichtav agabe nami michtav alei tavra. So if you the whole idea of a shtar is to be goyva. If you're paid part of it, either you write it in the shtar that part, it's partially paid. Or you write a shayver, a separate shtar, which proves that you paid part. Alach amalei, haydech sivu loch, shtara, yeichid loy, tichzak alei. Zog Rashi, lo tichzak ba, loy teima, lukuchi biyadi, loy shtuch letvoy es hashanim loylam. So what's the point of the shtar? The point of the shtar is that he shouldn't, the seicha shouldn't get a chazaka. Which is Chayesh to Kapella, what does that help? What does that help? Why can't you just hide the star? Why can't you just hide the star? So Taisa says, Gemara says, at least the way Rash is giving us. Not like the Ben Chanan, the Ben quotes. Tais also quotes. One Pshan Ben Chanan. That the reason why he wrote a shtar is that the Tzaycha should not be able to be machzik in the field and say that it's his.
Oh, but boy, who's holding out the shtar?
The Tzaycha has a shtar.
Oh, the Tzaycha has a shtar?
Yes.
We're not saying the Masker has a shtar?
No.
Why not?
Because it's just not. It doesn't say that. Because of lay maskless Sayyachir Shtar. Maskir wrote Sayyachir Shtar. And Sayyachir has a Shtar. So the question is, then why can't he just hide the Shtar and say that he bought it? Teretz's Teretz over here says, Shadei Ken Yesh Kol Shemashkantu Etzlecha. The Elamite is a kol. Once you write a shtar, shtar is Maitzi Kol, shtar is Maitzi Kol. So Meila, you are Nema. He's not Nema to say they bought it. Now, the other question is still, what would Rashi say? One second, there's a problem here. Okay, fine. So actually, okay. The whole point of the shtar is only they shouldn't have a chazakah. But it's not bachal to give the seicher any benefit. Okay. For some reason I thought that there was still some benefit of the seicher also. Alright, we'll leave it now. Aranach, Mashiach Adam Betuvei La'ilam. On a Mari Barab Barod the Bashmuel, who the Kani Le Minei? On a Mari the Ravashi, Mahad Le Kate. There's three halachas here, which are related. So, first one is, what is the Shail Adam Betuvai La'ilam? What does that mean? What do the words mean? Simple Pshat. Zagrashi. Ma Adam Kli L'chaber, Ma Amar Hashleini Betuvai. That's the way, that was the Nusuch of the Sha'ela. He wants it Betuvai. Ma Amlehen? Why not? Shail La'ilam. Calls man shuroilam lacha. The high betuvai mashma lan calls man shu taivai. Afilu machzira chayzenayt chesheit starach. The calls man that it's good for him. The shoyl has a right to use it. Says Rashi. But he has to that. Says Rashi. Even if he's machzir, he gets it back. Now it's mavur in Rashi that he has to give it back. In other words, when he's not using it, he has to give it back. That's one thing that's mavur in Rashi. The second thing that's mavur in Rashi is Rashi says, "Hu dekana minei." That means he has to make a kinyan chalipin. The bailim, he has to make a kana minei, the bailim, a kinyan chalipin. Kani in Gan Shas means kinyan chalipin. The avaloi kani, michi ahadre, if you didn't make kinyan, Micha Hadre calls the kinyan the Meshicha Rishayna. So in other words, he made a Meshicha. Besides Meshicha, he also has to make a kinyan Suda. And what's the point for that? The point for that is that because the Firashi, this in the Sivas, and Reish Mem Aleph explains it very nicely. Sorry, Shem Mem Aleph Yibayz, that the idea is that. Mitzadish the Kenyan Sha'ela. So as soon as he gives it back, which he has to give it back, because the idea is not that he has it forever, he has it, calls money, needs it. If he doesn't need it, he has to give it back. So now, once he gives it back, so that's called to the Sha'ela. Every Kenyan that he made, every Meshicha, once he gave it back, the Meshicha is bottle. Therefore, so what's Mechayev it that they should be able to get it back the second time? Teretz has to make a Kenyan Suder. And the Kenyan Suder is Mechayiv, it's a Kenyan, it's Mechayiv the Guf. It's a Schayivus on the part of the Mashil to lend it to him again. That's the deal. And Rash L'Shitasa is the third Rash L'Shitasa. The Rash says, Mahad Le'kate, K'sheyivchayis Shalai Yehei Roi Yachzer Lo Yishvarav, Nolab B'matana Yavei, El She'ela Havoi, U'betuvayhu, the deal was calls man, it's good. It's not good anymore. So once he wore it down, he's got to give it back. And he can't fix it. He can't fix it, Mavur and Rash. The other Rishonim, the Rashba brings down from the Ravid, and what does it mean, Betuvai? Betuvai means because he did him a favor. Or No, I'm saying Rabbi says Hashleim Betubach Shehi Gedoy Lalei B'Tevascha. You know, lend me. It was your, in your grandiose way, right? Some of Shem learned the third pshat is because it's Betubach because he owes him one. But either way, I think these two pshat and things are machlokes. But the side is that they're saying he's borrowing forever. That's the point, according to the Rabbi. According to the Rabbi, he's borrowing it forever. Okay, it's not that he's giving it back. He doesn't have to give it back b'chlal. But if he's the Ravid, I'm not sure what kind of name means. If he think Mashiach does, we're going to respect. I'm not sure how Ravid is kind of name. Look at the Nesivs, I think he discusses that. However, the big nafkamin is that the Raja peeks out that's Tali in Lishitasam, is when it says Mahad Lekate, according to the Ravid, the Rajba says he could fix it. If it's fixable, he could fix it. Whereas going to Rashi, he can't. Because once it's not Betuvoi, that's it, the deal's finished. Going to Rive, Betuvoi just meant, you know, give it to me in a big way. So it means forever. So if I could fix it, then I could still use it. Going to Rashi, Lishtasa, the Tuvoi meant that Kol Zman it's good, but regular, that it broke, I have to give it back. That the Rashi already says, that's an Afkamina. Look at Marvaita. Amarava, Haiman Damal El Chavre, Oishlon Moro Lemirpak Bay, Hai Pardesa. Stoma. No, Hai Pardesa, this Pardesa. So he borrowed a hoe to hold the orchard. So Rava Behu Pardesa. That was the deal. Pardesa. Not if it's a higher Padesa. Padesa Rafik Bay. And Padesa, he ate Marit for Padesa Rafik Bay. Call Padesa. The boy. Any Paris that he wants. He can take a pick. Whatever he wants. Just, but it's one Paris. Pardesai. Rafik Vazil called Pardesai. Call Pardesa Lisle. Umahadle Kate. He's allowed to use it for any amount of orchards that he happens to have. Rash Padesa Stam. Rafik Bay Chad Pardesa. Call the bayah filogodl kantuchya. So it could be a big one, even if it's huge. Right? Yom Pardesai, Rafik Bay, call Pardesai, Islay, Laimir and Tre Pardesai, Udukam, Pardesai, Loshan Rabim, meaning two Pardesim. We say, no, it means call Pardesai, it means all of my Pardesim. Amr of Papa. Haiman Damal Chabe, Oishlon Haigar Gusa. Benafla Leibanila. Rashi. Gagus is bear mayim. Chaim. Hashka Sadas. Well, Leibanila. Let's say so it fell in. He said, Hi, Oishlan, hi, Gagus. So Benafla fell in. Leibanila is not much to rebuild it for him. And Bolivna is Leimer. Oid, Shali Leilam. Zemako Leimer. Lashdich El Oisai. Right. So we built it. It's a new thing. He loaned them whatever it is. Now it fell in. You got to rebuild it. So it's that wasn't considered part of the original she'elah. Gagusa v'nafla banila. If he just said a gagusa, right? He didn't say this gagusa. Then he's got to, you know, if he rebuilds, it's part of the deal. He told him to lend him a gagusa forever. So whatever gugus it is, doesn't have to be the same one. So he didn't fell and he built a new one to say it's still, it's part of the deal. Begar gusa, karev azla, kamagar gusa, ba'arei adem misram, ilay, bitzarach, lemikne minei. Begar gusa, amaloi b'loshen hazeh. Hashileini begar gusa, hashileini mokim lachber boy berakal, he's asking him to, that he wants to go dig a well in his property. So then, karev azla, kamagar gusa, ba'arei, he could do as many as he wants. He has to make a kinyan on this is chayvus, otherwise, just because he said that he's going to let him dig a well, it's dibur ba'alma, it's not machayv, he changed his mind. Look at the mission.
Back to the right, but the economy, as long as he did a Kenyan.
What? But here it's in the Schaivas. Over there, Luchari, he made a Kenyan on the Shaila, though. That's how I was just wondering. Because he didn't make a Mashiach, and as Rashi, the Kenyan is besides the Mashiach.
But as long as you did a Mashiach, before you did a Mashiach, you could be
Chayzer. Again, Kanimene usually means Kenyan Suder. So I was just wondering why the Fidraiva has to be Kenyan Suder. Luchari, if he made a Mashiach, it should be enough.
Kanimene
in all of Shas means Kenyan Suder. No, it's also Kenyan Suder. What?
I also the last part of the Gemara.
I know that, and then their Rashi is also Kenyan Suda because there's the Schaivas. What other can you have? What kind can you have? You're not buying the field. The guy's Machayev him. The guy's Machayev to let him dig a well in his field. It's also Schaivas. Look at the Mishnah. Maskev bayis chaver nafal chayev lahamid loy bayis. Hay cotton loy asenu godlo godlo asenu cotton echol asenu shneim shnei asenu echol. He could say that whatever it was, that's what it is. That's what it has to be. Hechi dam idam loy by his nafal azale. If he said by his Rashi, and he maskir lucha azale halach loy mazale garam v'may chayiv lahamalei by his. So the Ritva over here brings down Machlokes Rishonim that the Ra'ah says that when we say a Nafal Ozda, so what does that mean? So the question is, does the Seicher have to pay for the rent? He rented it for a month. Halfway through the house fell down. He rented it for a month. So Ra'ah says, not only doesn't he get a house, not only doesn't the masker have to rebuild the house, because he said ba'yizeh, but he has to pay the schiris as well, even though he didn't give it yet, he has to pay it. Harayizeh kilokeach ba'yiz v'nof v'kayim shiv v'damba. The Ramban says that the Rav brings down the Ramban. Shein chayv lahamel ba'yis. Avada ein lefroyes char el mashadar boy. I feel nos in kfar madrinale. The Ravah says if he didn't pay, he's got to pay for the whole month. The man's pumfa care. And if he paid, he gets reimbursed. So shayla is what's the machlokes? So Rav Chanan wants to say the memzin. I'm looking now. It's like a big lashon of Ravah. Now the shaila is what is the gather of schiris, which it's really a very big issue. This schiris and gemaras we had in the Zohar, one of our Zohar which had recently. But bottom, if there's v'lash and wall, there is a kolakeach bias. Enough kaim shiv adama. Let's say I bought a house. Yeah, I bought it. I was kind of it. And all the guy I gave me down pay 50%. No, 50% is still went out. Then the house fell down. I'm not gonna, I don't have to pay for the house. Well, I have to pay for the house. Right? I bought the house. I was kind of the house. It fell down. That's my problem. Right? Sandy came along and ripped my house apart. Okay, so it's my problem. Right? So that's the lashon of the Ra'ah was. So, because he held that Schir is a Memkal Yayma, Samela, I bought it for this period of time. It's mine. Now that it fell down, tough luck. So you got to pay for it. You know, you didn't finish paying, you have to pay. Manos, no. That's what still belongs to the Bailum. And therefore, Almai is paying for the schiris, so Kolzman, he's being safe. He has to pay. The rega, there's nothing for him to rent. He's bought.
Staff minister mezuzah also, right?
What?
Staff minister mezuzah also, right? Puts mezuzah on. Chayav mezuzah and aka, all those things.
No. Because it's a gemara and a shayol that says the secher is chayav. I guess you're not ready for the test yet.
Well, I wasn't ready to catch up. Why is that difficult?
Anyway, so although that question, that's what we discussed it recently, that whether it's a Memkul Yamin. Top. It says a complicated question with Memkul Yamin. That's one of the places where it's the game. Weiter. Nochmal. Idam le bayze nafal azalei. Hidon alei bayistam. Echam alias a shnaim. Kantam alias a gadol. He didn't tell him what kind of house he's going to get. He has to give him a house. So whatever he decides to give him, we'll give it to him. They specified, it was not by Zel, by Stam, but they specified the dimensions. So it's possible that he has to give him what he promised. It was different. I said, I'm going to rent the house like that one. Now the same Mayak is the Koya Gudinara. It was a beachfront house. So I might think that this is what he said we meant because there was that can be next to the beach. But Lav Dafka the same size. Kamash Malon, that the cool Musa asked me.